Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, boys and girls, say, I hope everybody's just feeling chipper as all the songbirds, because I've got a dandy little song about five little chickadees, and here's the way it goes. Five little chickadees peeping at the door, one flew away, and then there were four. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay, chickadee, chickadee, fly, fly away. Four little chickadees sitting in a tree, one flew away, and then there were three. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay, chickadee, chickadee, fly, fly away. Three little chickadees looking at you, one flew away, and then there were two. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay, chickadee, chickadee, fly, fly away. Two little chickadees sitting in the sun, one flew away, and then there was one. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay, chickadee, chickadee, fly, fly away. One little chickadee left all alone, he flew away, and then there were none. Chickadee, chickadee, happy and gay, chickadee, chickadee, fly, fly away. And now let's have our roll call. All the boys and girls who are listening to me right now, say, here. Oh, say, you'll have to talk louder than that. Are you there? Oh, I thought so. Squeaky, are you there?
A what? I mean, sir?
I say, are you there?
Where?
Here.
Oh, no, I went home.
Well, in that case, I'm sorry you couldn't be with us today. I hope you're not sick in bed.
Who, me? Oh, say, I feel fine as a fiddle. Fine as two fiddles.
Well, say, just like old King Cole, huh? Well, I tell you what, let's do. We haven't seen him for a long time, so how about it, boys and girls? Shall we pay a musical visit to our old friend King Cole? Here we go. Now old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. And every fiddler had a fine fiddle, and every fiddler had a fine fiddle. And a very fine fiddle had he, and a very fine fiddle had he. For old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Yes, sirree, now say that's a fine song. And it makes me feel merry just like old King Cole to sing it. I'll bet you feel good, too. And Uh-oh, here comes our dog pal Popcorn. How are you, Popcorn? Well, say, I'm glad you're feeling so good today. Yeah, Squeaky says he feels as fine as a fiddle. How do you feel? Uh-oh, Popcorn says he feels as fine as a riddle. Well, he wants to know if I have one. Yes, you bet I do, Popcorn. And it's about a dog.
Did you say you have a riddle about a dog? Well, what is it?
Now, don't rush me. Say, boys and girls, do you think you can figure out the answer to a good riddle? All right, then, here it is. When will a black dog enter the house? When will a black dog enter the house?
Oh, that's easy when you call him in. Isn't that right?
Well, that's an answer, all right, but it isn't the right answer. Now, you boys and girls, see if you can figure out the right answer, and then I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Right now, I want to...
Well, excuse me, Happy Hank, but you know today is bank day?
Say, that's right. Hey, boys and girls, you get out your pennies and your nickels and your dimes that you've been saving, and in a few minutes, we'll have bank day with Squeaky. We'll all drop our money in the bank, and while you're getting your money, say, let's sing a funny song about our animal picnic. The animals once had a picnic, everyone was there. Between them they had all agreed that each would pay his share. The duck came with the bill and showed it everywhere he went. The deer came with four quarters, but the skunk just brought a cent. The anteater came with his ant, the rabbit brought his hair. The elephant brought his whole trunk, it didn't seem quite fair. But everyone was smartly dressed from toe right up to chin, except the bear, who was so poor he came in his bear skin. All right now, boys and girls, it's time for bank day. So go ahead, Squeaky.
Now, boys and girls, do you have your banks all ready? And have you got your nickels and your dimes and your pennies all ready? Well, when I say bank, you drop your money in the bank. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four, bank!
Well, there they go. Hey, that was fine, boys and girls. Yes, sir. Now be sure to keep saving those pennies. Isn't that right, Popcorn? Yes, sir. What's that? Oh, Popcorn has another poem for us today. Say, that's good. All right, then, jump right up here beside me. That's right. Oh, my goodness, you don't have to lick my ear that way. Yes, I know you're a fine little doggy, all right. Let's read your poem. Now, you boys and girls can't understand puppy dog talk, so I'll have to say it for Popcorn, and he can say it after me. Here's what it says. Squeaky says he feels like a fiddle. Go on. And happy as a daisy. Does he know how a fiddle feels? To me, it all sounds crazy. Well, Popcorn, I'd say your poem sounds a bit crazy. It says, Squeaky says he feels like a fiddle, as happy as a daisy. Does he know how a fiddle feels? To me, it all sounds crazy.
Well, if you ask me, I think Popcorn is a little fiddle happy.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's time for us to get a little serious.
Oh, who wants to be serious? We want to have some fun, don't we, boys and girls?
All right, then it's fun to sing, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
Well, now, this is the last day of our slogan, and I think we ought to all sing our slogan song, don't you?
Oh, sure. Always be careful of the furniture.
That's right. Always be careful of the furniture. Now, I know that Mother is going to be mighty proud and happy of you if you'll remember to be careful of the furniture. Now, Mother works awfully hard, you know, to keep the furniture looking clean and new, so you be Mother's helper and be careful when you play. Just remember our slogan song and sing it so you won't forget to remember. Let's all tune up now. La-da-da-dum-bum-bum-bum. All right. When you have a rainy day and must stay inside to play, remember to be careful of the furniture. Chairs and things are quickly scarred. They don't look nice when they're marred. So be careful of the furniture. Tables, chairs, or radio, just the smallest scratch will show. Remember to be careful of the furniture. Don't make marks on walls or floors, or on rugs or lamps or doors, and be careful of the furniture. And now, say, I think it's about time for another exciting chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, you know, the two young cowboys who own the S Bar S Ranch. Now, remember last time, they had just got back to their camp from the old tunnel that they thought was the lost mine. Well, Rocket was preparing some beans, and Squeaky and Sputters were talking about the mysterious key that Rocket had found and at the entrance of the tunnel. And, you know, the key had printed on it, Desert Hotel, Ghost Town. Now, while the boys were talking and Rocket was getting the beans ready, Squeaky saw Black Tom, the outlaw, and his gang on top of the ridge across the valley. They were heading toward the S Bar S Ranch. Well, the boys didn't wait to eat, but they got to the ranch just as fast as they could. As the scene opens today, they've just finished a big meal of Rocket's delicious beans, and they're talking things over. Listen.
Oh, boy, I just can't eat anymore. I'm so full, I'm about to pop. But they still taste so good, I want some more.
Man, when I starts, a bean hasn't got a chance. If there's one thing I can certainly do is cook beans. That is, if I got the right ingredients.
Well, you certainly had the right ingredients this time, didn't you, Sputters?
Me, I like to eat all kinds of beans. You just serve them on a platter, and I'll eat and eat and eat till I just get fatter and fatter. Yeah, boy, but if you eat much more than beans, you're going to be so fat your clothes is going to bust. I was getting sleepy. Every time I eat lots of beans, I get sleepy.
Well, look at Sputters. He's sleepy, too. He can hardly hold his eyes open. But don't go to sleep, Sputters, because we've got to look up that town on the map.
Huh? Oh, what town? Have they got beans there? Oh, me, I like beans. Hey, it's about bedtime, isn't it?
What town is that you're going to look up on the map, Squeaky?
Well, you know the town mentioned on that key? Ghost Town?
Oh, Ghost. I ain't going to go to that town. No, sorry. Ghost is one people I ain't going to have nothing to do with.
Ah, that doesn't mean that ghosts live there. It just means that it's an old town where nobody lives.
Well, I don't care about that, but that town's got to change its name before I goes there.
Well, now, wake up, Sputters. Hey, look, I found it. Here it is right here, and it's marked Ghost Town on the map. Hey, look, Sputters.
Well, now, there's a boy that ain't caring one way or the other about a town or ghosts or nothing but sleeping. And me, too.
Well, what do you know about that? Sputters is sound asleep, and he was the one that wanted to wait until after we ate to look at it on the map. Well, Rocket, I guess I'll just have to talk to you about this town. Now, from where it's located, it seems to me that it would make just the hideout for Black Tom and his gang. Nobody would ever go there looking for them. But would they, Rocket? Well, look at that. Rocket has gone to sleep, too. Well, I guess I'll just have to talk to myself about the ghost town. It certainly would be a good place for Black Tom and his gang. They could just be...
Well, say, it looks like all the boys ate too many beans. Even Squeaky fell asleep. But right now, say, how are you coming with the riddle? When will a black dog enter the house? Well, now, you keep listening, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of this program. Right now, it's time for birthdays. I'll turn on the magic eye. Let's have all the hands now of all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Look at that. Say, that's wonderful. So many big birthdays. Well, now, you keep up those birthday smiles. You can put your hands down now. Before we sing our birthday song, we want to make our birthday wishes and blow out the candles on the birthday cake. So you make your wish as I make mine. I wish that... You got it? All right, let's blow out the candles. One, two, three, blow. Hey, they all went out. Now let's all sing the birthday song together and tell those boys and girls we appreciate their birthday. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, when will a black dog enter the house? Well, the answer is when the door is open. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.